we are a publishing company here in Leitrim. We operate, we have offices here in Carrick and Shannon, and we've been publishing children's monthly news magazines since 2011. So most people, especially in schools and that, would probably know The Primary Planet as our most popular news magazine. We also do News Flash for younger children, and then we do an Irish language magazine called Epic as well for Gael Scalana and for secondary schools. And we've been publishing, we have teachers working with us as well. I was a former teacher back in the day, so we probably come from an educational background, it's safe to say, and we've been publishing these news magazines, curriculum linked, for I think it's 13 years now. But what we did then is we created another publication called The Fact Factory, and that's what we appeared on The Dragon's Den, and that's an accessibility or an accessible reading kit for children with print disabilities.
And how did you, what led to Dragon's Den? How did you end up on there?
Yeah, well, back in 2020, we sat down, we met with the Dyslexia Association of Ireland and the National Council for the Blind of Ireland, and we asked them if there was any accessible magazines on the market that their members, young members, were able to read, I guess, and enjoy. And we had a great discussion with them, and we decided to try and make the world's most accessible magazine. So once we got our sleeves rolled up and got stuck into that, we kind of knew that this would have a kind of a global appeal. And that's probably what stopped us before that, going to the Dragon's Den, because we're very much Irish-based. We link all our news magazines to the Irish primary curriculum. So this was something a little bit different. So, you know, a couple of years later, as it was developing, we got the, I don't know if it was a good idea or a bad idea to apply, and lo and behold, we were accepted to audition and send off stuff, and that led then to recording, which led to us finally being selected to appear on the show.
Okay, and although it was an unwanted result from the appearance with the Dragons, what did you gain from the experience?
Yeah, I think going in, everybody wants to hear a yes from the Dragons, you know. And when we didn't hear that, I suppose I was a little bit disappointed. But after watching it, I didn't actually get to see any footage until it went live last night. So I had no idea how they were going to paint the picture. But in fairness, I think it came out pretty good. They seemed to embrace our mission of accessibility and inclusion, which was great. You know, if anything could be said, they just felt that there wasn't enough money in it for them to make, which, you know, is fine. I don't know what their threshold is, but, you know, we came away after painting a very positive message about what it is that we're trying to do here. So I have to be happy with that.
And I suppose above all else, at least you walked away with some publicity, not only for yourself, but also for disabilities.
Exactly, yeah. And that was our mission, to get on. We know that the message we have is a very good one. And it's a very worthwhile one and a very valuable one. And, you know, we wouldn't have put in so many years of hard work without actually believing in that. So, absolutely. Young Laurel, who had come on the show to demo the kit for the Dragons, she really enjoyed it. And so it was very positive to be able to bring awareness to the Dragons and to all the viewers on what's probably needed more than ever before now. So we need libraries, we need schools to embrace this, which of course many of them do, but it's good to get your message out.
And then what's next for you and your business?
What is next? Well, the recording was done last June, so we've actually evolved quite a bit since it actually was recorded. I know Peter Jones had talked about exclusivity, and that was one of the reasons why he felt he couldn't invest. So in fairness to us, I suppose, as a company, we took all the feedback on board and we went back to our partners, the Japanese company Gridmark, and we discussed with them the viability of exclusivity. And so it turned out actually that we probably made a better deal with Gridmark than we would have envisaged. Do we have Peter Jones to thank for it? Maybe a little bit. Definitely he spurred us on. We've also secured publishing deals in other countries as well for the reading kit, for the Fact Factory. And in a funny twist of fate, we also sold the rights to the Primary Planet and Newsflash, our Irish publications, to a company in China as well. So it's been a very busy 12 months. It's been a very, I suppose, intense in many ways. But did Dragons spur us on? Yeah, I think it's fair to say they did a little.